This is the day the Lord has made. Let us make a conscious choice to rejoice and to be glad in it. This is Dr. Elona Sanders, your transformation catalyst, and I want to thank you for joining our global empowerment community. We are dedicated to delivering personal empowerment, spiritual empowerment, as well as professional empowerment. You will break free and stay free. Listen now with new ears and an open heart. You will be awakened to who you are in Christ, become divinely aligned with your true purpose, and activate your miracle manifesting power. Thank you again for joining us. Stay tuned for today's empowerment message. Well, good morning, everyone. This is the day the Lord has made. We make a conscious choice to rejoice and to be glad in it. This is Elona Sanders, your transformation catalyst. Thank you for connecting with the Early Morning Empowerment virtual community. This is day number 37. Of our 40-day flow. We are in our final countdown. We have 3 more days remaining. And here in this empowerment community, we are dedicated to delivering personal empowerment, spiritual empowerment, as well as professional empowerment. And I want you to affirm today that you prosper, even as your soul prosper. You can get all the replays of all 40 days. You can get so much more resources in our Empowerment Inner Circle. And you can get that by going to elonasanders.com/EC. And I will put a link in the menu tab on the website as well. elonasanders.com/EC. For Empowerment Circle, and you can have all the goodies that we released here over the last 36 days. Well, with that being said, let's bring our heart and our mind present, and let's activate the success mind. So all over this global community, bring your heart, your mind present right here, right now. Let's take a good, healing, deep breath in. And on the exhale, we come present right here, right now, to the sacred moment, and we sit in this sacred moment, knowing that this is your moment of power. This is your moment of breakthrough. This is your defining moment. Next, healing deep breath in, and on the exhale, I sit in this sacred moment, and I want you to sense and feel the power and the energy of God as it is activated, stirring and moving and dominating all in your atmosphere. And let's sit and knowing that we are one with this power. Next, healing deep breath in. And on the exhale. Today we are thankful and grateful for another opportunity to be here, to be in the presence of God, to be able to share in the power of God, to be able to share in the divine attributes of God. We're so thankful that we are partakers of this heavenly calling, of this divine nature, and we have been delivered and set free from the corrupt nature that is in the earth. We are so thankful and so grateful that we are filled up with all good things, and all things are working together for our good, and it is so. Go ahead and take one good, healing, deep breath in, and on the exhale, if you are just joining us, this is Elona Sanders, your transformation catalyst, and this is day number 37. We have 3 days remaining in our 40-day flow, and I'm so excited because there's so many wonderful things that's being created and set up for you to be able to step into your divine authority and allow your God self to emerge in this year. And this year will not be a repeat of previous years. I can promise you that. Okay, so we are continuing to build the walls of this house of power. And we're talking about the 12 keys of supernatural power. And we talked about your foundational two pieces. We talked about the law of the spirit of life. We talked about faith. We talked about love, authority. And yesterday we talked about imagination, insight, vision, visualization, all of these things that are activated, that is within you, that will lead you into emerging into the best version of yourself. You all have to forgive me because I am feeling such joy, such overwhelming presence this morning, because I know that even right now things are happening for you. And I decree and declare that this is the year that you shall step into great manifestation of all the things that you know you are here to produce, that you will put your hand on it in tangible form, and that you, because of your imagination, the insight, the vision that you have, it is coming to pass as you move forward and take those steps. It is so. I want you to get ready, beloved. I want you to get ready to walk in this authority that we talked about. Because when you have the proper mindset and you know that you have all authority in this earth realm, and there is not another power nowhere that can overtake you or overthrow you, you're going to be able to move out in such great power and strength and ability to manifest the vision. So just to recap, we talked about imagination being the baseline of insight and vision and visualization, and that how we are shifting imagination so that it is on the right side, on the positive side, on the light side, the L-I-G-H-T side, because imagination is always working. It's just not always positive or working to help you produce what you need to produce. So let's land and put our feet firm on our foundation. Let's dig our feet firm in the foundation that we are one with God. That is our original identity. As He is above, so are we right here, right now. I know you should be really feeling like a super being by now, because you are. So today we want to go on and talk about a very familiar key, but a key that we need to activate again on the light side, and that is the key of abundance, or the supernatural key of wealth. When we talk about abundance, I want to ask you a question, because I want you to check in. If you notice, as we've been setting this up, I've been asking you to check in with words, to see what words resonate with you, what words do you have an aversion to, because you see, based on where you have been and your religious experience and your religious upbringing, there was a lot of baggage attached to some things. And when you think of certain words, all that baggage comes crashing in, so that you're not able really to get the best result out of what God has promised because of the baggage and the bondage that has been attached to doctrines and words and concepts. So you need to check in to see, do you have an aversion to wealth? Do you have an objection about being rich or about rich people? Does the word abundance bother you? You have to check in. Does abundance, prosperity, success, wealth, riches, do all that bother you? And then you have to notice that we as a people, again, depending on your background and your upbringing, there's a lot of baggage, false beliefs, false burdens around abundance, wealth, and riches. And I have to say, even for myself, with my spiritual upbringing and what we were taught a minister or a preacher should be, we were automatically repelling what God has already granted to us. So you want to check and see if you have the slightest aversion, because we're going to have to fix that. That is why this year we have to continue to go on and release these unconscious blocks. And I'm almost done with that digital version of the course. I'm so proud of the work I've done. It's taken over a year, beloved. Almost 18 months to get this all together. And we're going to launch that by Friday. You'll be able to enroll. And we should be launching that by the 19th of February. You really want to just discover and release all these unconscious blocks that's really cutting you off from your success, from your prosperity, from wealth, from having an impact. Because there's a lot of stuff that's in our subconscious mind that we're not conscious that's there, that cuts us off. And trust me, we're going deep this year to just release it. It's going to be a whole lot of warfare, tugging and all of that. But once you discover it, you can release it when you learn how to do what we're doing right here today, is to step in to your right place of authority and operate with these keys to supernatural power. So today we want to talk about abundance. We want to talk about wealth. And Jesus the Christ said in John 10:10, the thief comes only in order to steal and kill and destroy. We know that. We're leaving that alone. We want to focus on the B clause. Jesus the Christ said, I came that they may have and enjoy life, have it in abundance to the full till it overflows. Now, we've heard this over and over and over again. And let's all just be real and let's be very vulnerable right now, because we want to come to a place of healing in this area of abundance, success, and prosperity. We have struggled so hard to be able to embrace this. And when we can be real and we can be vulnerable and we can acknowledge, okay, I recognize that I'm living on the outside of this spiritual key, of this key of supernatural power, and I want to be on the right side. You see, everything that we're going to discuss when it comes to these 12 keys of supernatural power, they're always active, they're always operating, they just may be operating on what I call the dark side and not the light side. Because the opposite of abundance, or when it's in the dark side, I want to say the opposite because the opposite is lack and scarcity and poverty. But when it's operating on the dark side, you are still operating in abundance, but it shows up as clutter. It shows up as confusion and chaos. It shows up as an abundance of the wrong things. But we want this to operate on the light side. Now, first of all, you've got to settle the fact that when God created us, and it's a part of our original mandate, when he said, let us create man in our image and our likeness. And again, that image and that likeness has to do with all of these spiritual attributes of supernatural power and ability. It has to do with the essence of all the emotions that fall on the scale of love and above. That's the image and the likeness of God. He's not referring to your physical features. That's for you to identify in this earth realm. But see, we've majored on the things that did not produce what we needed to produce. And our mind was set, especially for those of us that's been in and around church and ministry for years now. There is a deep-seated message in our unconscious realm about wealth and abundance, because we majored on all the things that did not produce it. Because we just talked about, you know, it's easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to go to heaven. We talked about filthy lucre. You know, we talked about all the things that were not pertaining or embracing this. The love of money is the root of all evil. Yes, that's talking about the lust of money. Putting that before everything else, that's a wrong order. But money in itself is not evil. Money is neutral. Money needs power and energy and influence to work because money is energy. If you see a $100 bill on the ground, pretty much if the wind is not blowing, that $100 bill is going to stay there till somebody comes and pick it up. And then they decide what to do with it. So when we look at this supernatural key of abundance, we have to start correcting some things. Now, if we are just like God, we know God is the creator of abundance. So the first thing that we have to do, first of all, is acknowledge that we are abundant. Not that we have abundance, that you are abundant. Abundance is who you are. It's a part of your divine nature, and you want that to flow out and begin to create and manifest what it is you know you are called here to establish and to disseminate. Because remember the things that I'm saying. You are an individualized expression of God in this earth realm. As he is above, so are you right here. There's a whole shifting and a resetting of the mindset that has to happen for us so that we can step up and realize how to flow in this spiritual realm of abundance. I must work it. You must work it. I am still correcting things that have been buried deep in my subconscious mind, particularly by my religious upbringing. And we have to undo that and unravel it. So the first place that we come when we think about abundance is that you have to know it's a part of your divine nature. It's already in you. It's already you. When you settle that, because when we think about abundance and we think about wealth and riches, we still think about it from the outside in, and we feel like we have to chase something, we have to run something down, we have to force something, we're envying other people that have it. Now, we want to do some in-depth teaching around this. This platform won't allow for that, but as we move forward and we go into our six-month coaching program, we need to spend some time working around principles like this, really uncovering those unconscious blocks and moving and flowing out so that we are the best expression of God. This is not about hoarding or greed. That's on the dark side of abundance. This is about us being fruitful and multiplying, as God said to us in Genesis, to be fruitful, to multiply, to have dominion, and that goes beyond procreation. Because he says, I'm giving you dominion over everything in this earth realm. So when you think about God, and let's think about his abundance, his lavish abundance, when you look around, and I know you have done this many times, but that's as far as we've gone. Okay, we looked around and we've acknowledged, okay, oh my, abundance is everywhere. Abundance is all around me. We've done that. But what you have to do is look at it in terms of lavishness, that there is no lack of it. There is no scarcity of it. One of the things that helped me to not worry about finances, revenue, I rather call it supply and provision. Those are words that resonate with me more. When it comes to sufficiency and increase, I like those words better. I can really relate to that. But when it comes to sufficiency, I don't worry about sufficiency, and you shouldn't either, because you are always okay no matter what. You have to acknowledge that. You're always okay no matter what. No matter how low your money have gotten, you still were okay. One of the things I look at is, and I like to look to the four seasons here where we live, we get four seasons. And as the four seasons begin to change and shift, you will notice that no matter how many years the seasons had to change, when it's time for those leaves to fall and die, when spring comes around, those leaves come right back on that tree in abundance. Unless a tree is dead or sick, and then it's no longer in the law of life. It's in the law of sickness and disease and death, right? So when you look at it, I love to look at that to let me know without fail. The law is already established. The word has already been spoken. It has already been given. It has already been commanded. And all things are being sustained by the power of his word. And he placed his word even above his name, right? So when we look at that, it never fails. You are going to have provision. You are going to have sufficiency no matter what. You have to settle for that. But when you look around, and you see the lavish abundance, I like to look at stars, pull up a picture, a digital picture or video of an ocean, and just let your mind look at the vastness of the ocean, and you could not count how many drops of water goes into an ocean, a lake or a stream, because it's just lavish abundance. When you look at our solar system, when you look at what's out there, in the heavens, in the second heaven. I mean, it's so much space out there. There is so much going on. It's lavish abundance. So why do you think it is sin for you to flow in that which God already is? And because you're just like him, abundance is a part of who you are. So again, Jesus the Christ, our role model, that came to demonstrate for us how to walk in this supernatural ability, says, I came that you should have and enjoy life, have it in abundance to the full till it overflows. Now, it doesn't take anything to start tapping into the flow of abundance, but you shifting your mind. You see, abundance is not about you going out getting anything. It's about you tapping in. And remember, this is a feeling way, beloved. You've got to begin to feel the sense of abundance. One of the things I know that I've done, and I want you to look at the things that you have done to cut yourself off from abundance, and we do it unconsciously. When money is short or money is tight, I will keep myself sort of stationary and still. I won't go places. I won't visit things. I won't, you know, venture out and go to places that I know, okay, well, I don't have money for that today, so I'm not going. Well, I had to reverse that and stop that behavior. So in other words, I'm not going to the mall because I don't have money to buy anything, so I'm not going. And then when you look around, a whole year went by and you didn't go to the mall. But see, when you are tapping into the feeling space and acknowledging that you are abundance and that is who you are, you need to go into those environments and just let that resonate in your spirit so that the part of you that is that continues to connect with all of that that is. Now, again, I'm not just talking about stuff. I'm using that as an example because that's how our minds work in this physical dimension. My whole point today, what I want you to see so that you can activate this on the light side, is to know that you are abundance. You are abundance. You don't have it. You are it. It is a part of your spiritual DNA. It's a part of your super being. You are abundance. And now we have to just shift our mind to know that we can rest there. Still, you have to take that breath. You know that exhale breath. And you have to begin to not judge abundance by what you have right now. Because remember, we're tapping into supernatural keys, supernatural ability. It's a part of your spiritual DNA. So you cannot judge your prosperity, your success, your abundance, your wealth. You cannot judge that by what you have in the material realm. If you want to see this flow in greater measure, I have to do it. I'm working it. We have to go in and tap into the source of abundance. Go to the source of it that's already in your spirit and acknowledge that you are abundant. So how do you get this to work? Abundance doesn't cost money. I want you to write that down. It doesn't cost money to operate with the spirit of abundance. Because what you're going to do is you're going to tap in to your heart space and you're going to feel all the things that's already there in abundance that you have to give. Because what you give, you will receive. What you sow, you will reap. And when you don't have quote unquote money, and remember, money is not a cause. Money is the result of what's going on in your spirit. Money is the result of your energy field. And we had an acronym for money that says my own energy, my own money, my own natural energy yield. Yeah, my own natural energy yield. Money is energy. That is why some people have an abundance of it and some people don't. And it's not God holding anything from us. So again, let's go back and let's narrow this all the way down. How do you tap in to abundance and allow it to start flowing and emerging from you? Because what you give, you will receive. You already have an abundance of love, kindness, compassion. You already have an abundance of support, of aid, of help. The more you tap into that and flow out of that, you are in abundance. So that's where you start. You don't start with abundance by trying to get stuff. That's backwards. Stuff is not a cause. It's an effect. It's a result. When we talk about wealth and abundance, it's a spirit. It is the energy that flows out of your spirit. We want to activate that on the light side. Because what I said, when it comes to stuff, we all have stuff. Some of you have too much stuff. You have rooms full of things, closets full of things. It lets you know that there's not an inability for you to produce. We've just been doing it in a chaotic way where it ends up being clutter. Or we've been stifling it where it ends up being scarcity and lack. And so you have to see how you're living your life. In our religious upbringing, we were so closed off and shut down. And I commend those of you that have free, open spirits. You need to stay that way. But there are many people in your religious upbringing, you were so closed off and so guarded and so protected because of all the mess that was going on in some of the churches, all the gossip, all the attacks, all the, you know, the stuff that went on. Many of you have been guarded. You've been hurt. You've been wounded. So you're living your life guarded and shut down. Isolated, protecting. That's one of the shadows of the SHE, of a highly sensitive person, is that you're overprotective. And you're always setting up scenarios to protect yourself. All of that cuts abundance off. It cuts the flow of abundance off. It cuts the flow of wealth off. So for those of you that are still open and you're free, an exercise I want you to do is practice opening up your heart space, opening up your chest space, just standing up straight and flinging your arms open at your side. Just let them open so that your chest space comes open, and breathe and tell yourself you don't have to guard and protect yourself. You're already divinely supported. You're already divinely protected. So you can be open. You can be free, and that's how we're going to allow these things to begin to flow out of us. So you are abundance. The ability for abundance is already in you. It's not about going outside trying to make something happen, trying to accumulate something, trying to get a bigger house, a bigger car, so it could look like all that's going to be a byproduct of when your mind gets straightened out about what abundance really is, and then you start getting skilled at how to tap into it and flow out of it, and you start very simple by knowing you have an abundance of love. Love never fails. Anytime you want to tap into love, it's there. and just practice lavishing that abundance on people everywhere you go. And tell yourself that you are abundance. Not that you have it, but I am abundance. So let that be the affirmation for today. I am abundance. I am lavish abundance. I am a divine reflection of God in this earth realm. And he is a God of lavish abundance. God is not holding, he didn't hold back on anything when he created. There's so much space out there that we don't even know what all is out there in space. We have no clue what's out there in galaxies. Things that are light years away from us. We have no clue. But it wasn't held back. There's lavish abundance all around you. So today, I want you to confess and affirm that I am abundance. Walk around and just acknowledge abundance everywhere you go. Go to the supermarket. Look at the abundance of produce that's all around. Look how many supermarkets are here. Look at washing machines, refrigerators. Think of how many refrigerators there are all over the world. There's an abundance of everything. And beloved, you too are abundant. I am abundant. And this year, we're going to operate with these supernatural keys. And we're going to see ourselves have a greater impact. All right, our time is up for today. Don't forget to go to the Empowerment Center, IlonaSanders.com/EC, enroll in the Empowerment Center. And all these replays are there, notes are there, activation videos are there. And we're constantly adding and updating that Empowerment Center. And I will gather with you all once a month in our private Facebook group to do some teaching, to answer your questions, and I will see you there. All right, we'll be right back here tomorrow. We have 3 more days, 6 a.m. Eastern time. Tell somebody that we're here. All right, bye now. Be blessed. It has been my divine pleasure to serve you today. Remember, information without implementation will not yield a fruitful harvest. Please continue to connect with me on social media, Facebook at Ilona Sanders. You can visit my website at IlonaSanders.com for more resources, masterclass, workshops, or upcoming events. Please send me your thoughts, questions, comments, or feedback to es@IlonaSanders.com. Until next time, continue to move in purpose, on purpose, and be blessed. Bye now.